Hey guys, it's Kiki and I'm here to review season 6, episode 8 of OWN's Ready to Love. This episode is called Operation Meet the Homie. So let's just get into this week's episode. This episode was very much filler. It was dry. I mean, we had one person self-eliminate. I really don't even know why we're here. Like, I'm ready for the season to end. There are no valuable connections here, but because I love y'all, I'm going to continue to review the show. I'm just kind of over it. I'm over the people. They could stop right here and I would be fine with it. But let's get into it. If we're going to get into it, I suppose. Tommy is meeting the men in the tabernacle. And he's telling them that this week he wants them to introduce the women to the men's best friend, okay? Introduce them to the keeper of your secrets, because your friends will recognize if you're falling into the same patterns. Now, as a woman, yes, I agree with this. From the men aspect, I will wait, see, and watch to see how each friend, ask questions and how they adapt. But I'm just like, why are we doing this? This is a waste of time. Like, let's move forward. Like, let's try something new. Oh, I'm going to introduce you to the friend. I would have liked to see the men's family. Maybe that's still coming up this season. But y'all met exes last week. Let's go ahead and bring on the family and wrap it up. Donovan says he's excited because he has a friend that was on this season last year. Well, really this year. We already know who the friend is going to be. We'll discuss it when we get to it. Tori says that he's afraid because his friends are very blunt. I'm like, well, you aren't, so that should be a change of pace. Paul says that his friends are ratchet. So if it doesn't work out with whatever woman he brings, the friend may ask if he can hook them up with her. Tommy also got on Paul for those wrinkled ass polo shirts. Like, Paul, you don't own an iron? And I'm with Tommy. Like, I'm going to be saying this a lot through this episode, but Paul and Clifton, can y'all put a suit on? Please. Please. But anyway, let's get to meeting the friends. First up, we have Paul and his friend, Chill Bill. Again, with these damn nicknames, honey. Chill Bill looks like the uncle who be manning, like, the grill with the cookout slides on. He looked cool to me. He looks like all my daddy's friends. So I was like, all right, you, not only are you a lot older, Paul, like, you genuinely have friends. So, all right. Paul says that he reached out to Tina Christina, but that she didn't answer him back because she was his top choice. So he's a little disappointed that she's being evasive, but he has decided to bring Dakia and Carmen to meet Chill Bill. So Dakia arrives. She said that she's interested in getting to know a little bit more about Paul because he's still a man of mystery to her. Chill Bill tells Dakia that, P.O. used to be called P.O.J. back in the day because when he was in fifth grade, he used to rap and they thought that J was spelled with a gigolo. Okay, Paul. Dakia says that she likes Paul because he's supportive and he's very protective of her. She needs someone who's going to be able to do a variety of things and fit into different spaces with her. Carmen and her titties arrive, honey, and she is very pressed and bothered that Dakia is there. And I'm the same way because I know that Dakia and Paul have a rapport, but they don't really have like a, I don't know, I guess since lame-ass Eric had to bounce his ass off the show, Dakia is going full steam ahead with exploring different options. But yeah, Carmen's there. She don't really care for Dakia. The friend is like, oh, so how long have you known POJ? And she is like, first of all, we will be calling him Paul. And if he and I move forward, that's how I will be referring to him, as Paul. Okay, ain't no nicknames over here. Dakia is dragging Carmen for these blue contacts. She's like, I thought Clifton told her that those blue contacts are not the move. Now, see, when Dakia said that, I was like, so Clifton has been talking to you about other women? Check. See, I noticed the little things. Clifton's messy as hell, too. But yeah, Carmen, take them damn Jesus dry ass contacts. Like, colored contacts? I'm all for people doing different things. But sis, cut it out. You did not come out of the womb with blue eyes. Just stop. Stop it. Chill Bill asks Carmen how long she's known Paul. She says 2 weeks. So Tina Christina was the last single to arrive. So damn, Tina Christina must have came like days after Carmen came. So I would say if she said they've known each other for 2 weeks, has the process just been going on for a month now? The timeline's looking very fishy. It looks very questionable, and that brings in some insight as to why people aren't hitting it off and why some people are just like, fuck it, I'm ready to leave, but we'll see. Takiya and Paul have known each other a little bit longer than he has Carmen, and Carmen points out, well, have y'all even gone on a date? And Takiya's like, no, we haven't gone on a date yet. I feel like that was a little, you know, a little stab to Takiya, because up until now, Eric has really been her person, but he's gone now. So yeah, Takiya leaves, Carmen stays, you know, she's like, oh, that's why you saved the best for last. But she eventually leaves, but she says that the reason she likes Paul is that she can be more submissive around him and he calms her down. So Paul asks Chill Bill, you know, what's his opinion? And Chill Bill says that he could see Paul with both ladies. Like, he has a tough decision to make. And Paul notates that, yeah, he can't really choose between the two of them. Only time will tell. I'm guessing Tina Christina is out of the running, judging from her appearance later in the episode. We'll just have to see. Next, we see Tori with his friend Ash. I don't know what it was about Ash. I just thought he was going to annoy me. He seemed like one of those friends who was ready to be on camera and was going to be extra, but he didn't do too bad. Tori says that lately his connection with Sabrina has been shaky, so he needs his friend as a bullshit detector. See, Tori, you already coming in on this on a negative. Like, you want Sabrina to fail the test with your friend. He has invited Ace on this date as well. Sabrina brings him a gift, which I thought was nice, but Tori is questioning it because he doesn't feel like she's really into him. But then again, if she brought him a gift, he feels like she's somewhat interested. I'm like, damn, Sabrina is damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. Ace talks with Sabrina just about her recently getting out of a relationship. Now, if I remember correctly, Sabrina got a divorce. She says she's been single for a year, and they keep saying, oh, that's not long. And I'm like, long to who? 365 days? That's kind of long. That's, honey, that's long. The friend keeps asking, you know, where's the other woman? Where's Ace? So Tori proceeds to pull out his phone, and he calls Ace on the spot. Sabrina seems kind of bothered by it, but I'm like, I understand two sides. I feel like, one, this was a produced moment. I feel like Ace had already dipped and they needed to acknowledge that Ace wasn't here anymore. And I also feel like, Sabrina, you have no right to be mad because you've done other things in front of Tori. Like, yeah, he could have got up and walked. But he just wanted to know if she was okay. I really didn't get why she had a problem with that. Maybe it was a little bit rude, but I didn't get the discourse about, oh, why is he calling her in front of me? Girl, come on, Sabrina. So he calls Ace. He doesn't get an answer. So Ash goes back to asking Sabrina further questions. She just states that, you know, she doesn't want to rush anything and she wants to take it slow. And as it pertains to her and Tori, they're still figuring things out. Tori says that he's very decisive and he feels like Sabrina is not, but that part of her is genuine, but he ultimately feels like she just wants him to keep She just wants to keep him around as an option. Again, Tori, that is the point of this show. You date different people and find a connection. Sometimes I think people come on this show and they, even if they have watched it, they don't understand how the process works or how it's supposed to work when it doesn't work in their favor. So now they just feel like they're being used. And in some cases, your person could just not be there. That's how I feel about Takiya. I don't think her person is on the show. I really don't think Ace's person is on this show. Sabrina's person could be here, but we could go down the list, honey. So Sabrina leaves. Ash says that he likes Sabrina, but that he feels like she doesn't know what she wants and she doesn't seem ready. I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. She literally just stated her intentions on her not wanting to move fast and her wanting to go slow. That does not mean that she doesn't know what she's doing. That could just mean she doesn't know where she wants to go with Tori. But as we obviously see, we see where Sabrina wants to be with her other options. Yeah, I didn't really care for him saying that. Well, she looks like she don't know what she's doing. And you don't even know her. You met her for 2 seconds. Tori's feelings are hurt because Ace has disappeared and she at least owed him a phone call. Now that I do agree, Ace, come on, connect with him, communication. I'm a huge communication person, and if you do not communicate with me, you're dead to me. But yeah, I want to know why people feel so comfortable disrespecting Tory. Y'all know how I feel about Tory, and I have not been here from him for him since that date with Precious. But it seems like the women are, they know, like Joy said, this process isn't for him. And instead of, with the exception of Dakia being, you know, open with him, they're just like, eh. So I wonder if it's the signals that Tory's giving off that makes the women comfortable in disrespecting him a little, or what's really going on behind the scenes. Next, we have boring ass Demetrius and his friend. I didn't know if his friend's name was Ken or Kim with an M, but anyway, they're meeting. He wants to introduce Kim. We'll call him Kim, honey, to Sabrina. I thought it was interesting that he didn't bring Tina Christina or mention her on this date because they were exploring a new connection. Tina Christina, girl, what's the tea? Because you brought him to meet your ex, BJ. Remember, BJ was telling all your business. But anyway, the friend gets right into it. Okay, he has been prepped for his moment, honey. He asked Sabrina, you know, where does Demetrius stand? I know you've been on dates with other men. And she's just like, oh, he's been in my top consistently. Then he asked Sabrina a question that, man, y'all just need to retire this question from your vocabulary, from your vernacular. We get the tired ass question, what do you bring to the table? And y'all, as I'm doing that, I'm imitating SpongeBob bending over. What do you bring to the table? Can we stop with that, please? Bitch, I am the table, okay? Thank you. Sabrina, you better than me, honey. You were answering all of his questions with complete ease, no hesitation, and you're a better woman than I could be. What do you mean, what do I bring to the table? But anyway, she says that she brings a lot to the table. You know, she's strong, she's independent. She ultimately would want a partner, although she has been divorced for a year. She was married for 7. She does see marriage in her future. She's not going to rush in anything, but that's where she stands. She asked his friend, you know, what type of girl is good for him? And I'm like, girl, he needs a woman and continued therapy. But anyway, that's not what she asked. He says that Demetrius needs someone who is submissive. And Sabrina's like, oh, that's going to be hard for me because I'm extremely independent. I've worked hard for everything. I've never expected someone to give me something. Demetrius, who is always fond of recognizing the red flags in the women, but not in himself. He always got a red flag moment. He had it with Precious. He had it with Tina Christina. And here he goes with Sabrina. He was like, well, I know how people react to that submissive word. But even though she said she would have a problem doing that, it's not exactly a red flag, but I took note of it. Demetrius, sir, you are the red flag, okay? And you've been dismissed. Now, before we even get into all of that, let me pull up the Oxford Dictionary definition of submissive. This is as it does not, you know, relate to the Bible. Submissive, ready to conform to the authority or will of others. Meekly obedient or passive. Okay. Now, if we look into the definition of a submissive woman, if you are submissive, you obey someone without arguing. All right. I'm not going to go into my definition of submissiveness. But as it relates to Demetrius seems very controlling. We have mentioned this multiple times on my reviews. He has that military background. He's controlling. I don't think Demetrius wants a submissive woman. I just think he wants someone who will never argue with him. Okay? He wants someone that will take his lead. But my thing is, wouldn't you want someone who will challenge you? Wouldn't you want someone you've noted that you've made mistakes in the past and you're currently in treatment? Let's say you had someone that you considered submissive and you still made the mistake and you took full responsibility for your marriage being ruined. Then what's the tea, honey? Are you really looking for a submissive person? Are you looking for someone who would be readily available to forgive you for your past transgressions? Someone who won't question you? I'm just saying, Demetrius, I'm just saying. They didn't show a wrap up of what his friend thought of Sabrina, but they just ended on the red flag note. For Demetrius. Demetrius, babe, you need help, okay? You don't need a woman. You need help. Moving on. Next, we have an interesting date. We have Clifton and his friend Kenny, who are damn near... what do you call it? Identical twins. They both have the same exact look. Big tacky watch with the big face, arm sleeve tattoos, and polo shirts with collars. Clifton, again, put a damn suit on for me just once. Just once. I am very interested if Clifton makes it to the end. What is he gonna make? What is he gonna wear to the ending ceremony? Just one suit. One suit, Clifton, please, for me, please. But he has decided to have his friend Kenny meet Joy and Dakia. Drink every time Clifton says his strongest connection is with Joy. He says it 80 times, honey. Anyway, Joy is happy to be there as usual. Y'all know she loves her some Clifton, honey. Dakia does arrive with a drink. I'm like, Dakia, you're my type of girl. Come on, bring the seashell drink and let's get on to it. I was interested to see the dynamics of how Joy would behave with Clifton being on a date with someone else. Dakia is very nice. You know, she gets up, she hugs Joy, she hugs Clifton, introduces herself to his friend Kenny. Joy wants Dakia to see the connection she has with Clifton while she's there. And I'm like, Joy, really don't make a difference because everybody know you said that you all about Clifton. Like, she doesn't need to see anything. You... See, Joy be going into these dates without any directive. Like, you're sitting there about, oh, well, Dakia she needs to see our connection. No, baby, you should be looking at Clifton's other connection because I feel like a change is going to come, honey. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope Clifton does not play you. But immediately, Dakia gets up and feeds Clifton. I was like, ooh, child, Dakia. She feeds him because on their last dates, and she says that they've been on plenty, you know, Clifton made her put something she didn't know in her mouth, and now it's time to do the same. So Joy is like, go ahead and feed him, girl. You know, he's a big man, trying to be unbothered in her confessionals. I think Kenny asked Joy, you know, like, what do you like about Clifton? And Joy is stroking his ego, saying that she can handle him. He's been the same from day one since today. Kenny asks Dakia, what's the best quality of Clifton? Again, the friends don't be asking serious enough questions for me. Dakia says that she likes that he can go from fun to serious. Joy has to leave. So, you know, like she said earlier, she hopes now that Dakia was there on the date that she's more aware of their connection. And literally, I'm like, Joy, she knows. Dakia literally says in her confessional, like, yeah, everybody knows Joy's head over heels for Clifton. But Clifton is still exploring options. And I'm just like, ugh. Yes, I wish that would have been more discussed at the table with Joy there. But, like, Joy already decided and told Demetrius when she almost got eliminated. Like, I'm tired of talking to people. Clifton is my man. Clifton has not put down the gauntlet and said, Joy is my woman. He just keeps saying, she's my top choice. She's my top choice. Clifton's clearly still figuring it out. But did y'all peep how Clifton's attitude changed after Joy left? So when Dakia came in with her drink in the shell, the first thing Joy said is like, oh, it looks like a vagina. And they all laughed about that. So when Joy left, Clifton was like, oh, well, let me drink out of your P-word drink. And I'm like, see... That's the shit I be talking about with niggas in the switch up. Like, why didn't you say that when Joy was there? See? And Dakia was like, well, I'm gonna let you drink out of my... Dakia. Now, baby, I agree. What Eric did with you was too wrong. And I was defending you in the comments, honey. But it's the forwardness in front of his friend that kind of... It gave me a side eye. Like, y'all couldn't have waited until it was just the both of y'all to have a private moment about joking like that. It is what it is. But in Clifton, I'm going to need you to stop drinking after people. This is like the fourth time you've done this. Honey, we are still in a panorama. Stop being cheap and get your own drink. Like, you did that the first night you met Joy with that champagne. Y'all just drink. Ugh. I don't know. You might have a bacterial infection in your mouth. You might have tooth decay. Just germs just swirling around. No, you cannot drink out of my drink. Ugh. No, absolutely not. But eventually, Dakia leaves and his friend is like, you know, I get the better vibe and the better fit from you with Joy. And Clifton agrees, you know, but he still is figuring things out. Once again, he has not fully said he's going 100% with Joy. Clifton and Dakia definitely have an attraction. I see chemistry there, but I don't see it being anything serious. The same with Joy. They can talk about their connection and their vibe all day, but seriously, other than the moment where she broke down talking about how her dad raised her, I have not seen Clifton be vulnerable and open himself up to her. Maybe he has off camera, but I'm just not seeing it for Clifton with anyone. It's all jokes to him. Next, we see Donovan and Phil from last season, child. He and Phil apparently have been friends for 12 years. I have nothing against Phil and his hairline. Last season was so messy and toxic. Let's just keep it current, honey. Unless y'all are doing a Bachelor in Paradise type show, I don't want to see people from the past, all right? I say I want change on the show, and then I don't want it. He has invited Sabrina and Tina Christina on the date to meet Phil. Sabrina is surprised to see Tina Christina because she didn't know that she had a connection with Donovan as well, or as Sabrina keeps calling him, Donnie. I'm like, girl, please stop. Do not call him Donnie. She says that there must be a serious connection there. Probably. Phil is asking Tina Christina, you know, how does Donovan fit into her top and what is he like about her? She like about him. She says that she likes that Donovan is kind and he gives her space when necessary. Phil is like, okay, but you know, he's in your top, but you didn't state, you know, which top. And I'm like, why should she? She just got here. Phil, mind your business and focus on your crumbling relationship with Sydney. Thank you. Sabrina says that she vibes with Donovan because they're both from the West Coast and she just likes his conversation. Sabrina is head over heels in love with Donovan. Tori, my nigga, you are out the running. It's really Donovan and Demetrius, if we keeping it a buck 100. There's this weird moment where Donovan is asking Tina if she's going to eat. And she's like, no, I already ate. So we go to confession on Tina says, you know, it's dating in this process is easier said than done. And that she's really exhausted from trying to date 5 different people at the same time. And I'm like, yeah, I understand. We see the singles get tired of this process early on. Tina Christina was the last woman to come in. So I guess she feels like she has to play catch up. She had a connection with who? Paul. She had a connection with Demetrius. She had a connection with Donovan. Who else does she have a connection with? I can't remember. I think that was really her top 3, but I guess it's a little bit too much for her, honey. So she's just kind of disengaged from this date because, of course, Sabrina is taking over the conversation. She's more engaging with Phil and Donovan. Phil is saying that Donovan can be an asshole, but he was at a bad place and he is better now. Sabrina did say that with Phil saying that, she feels like Donovan is still finding himself. They talk about kids and Sabrina does want to have a boy. Donovan kind of gave that the side eye, but he said in the future, if she does want to do that, he's fine with that. So both ladies leave. Phil gives his opinion. He says that he really likes Sabrina. She felt almost too perfect in her answers. Didn't really see it for Tina Christina because she was disengaged. Donovan agrees. And Donovan says that because Tina Christina has a 2-year-old, you know, and she owns her own business, does she have the bandwidth to handle a man? Okay, Donnie. Phil says that even though the process started late for Donovan, that he needs to take the time to be selfish. Damn, Phil, you doing a lot of talking, although you couldn't muster up the strength to tell Shiloh that she was in your top or facilitate a position with her, but you really just ran over to be with Sydney. Like, Phil, I wish you had all this mouth in your season because you were stuck on silent and a little bit of stupid. But yeah, Donovan's kind of like, I don't want to say he's cocky. I don't want to say he's full of himself, but he's very confident for someone who hasn't really done much on this process. And it's a little befuddling to me. All right. It's a little puzzling. But he says he's going to take Phil's advice and be selfish and start weeding people out. All right. Very interesting that he has a connection with Carmen, but didn't invite her on a date. I peeped that. Moving on. Next, we have a date between P.O. Paul and Dakia. He says that Chill Bill told him that Dakia is the more genuine connection between her and Carmen. Yeah, duh. So they sit down and have a date. She asks Paul what he's looking for, and he's like, I don't really want to say, look, here's what I want and what I need. He needs someone that compliments his life in a simplistic way. He wants someone who's 5'3". He doesn't want a tall lady because they be snatching the covers with their leg off. See, Paul be talking and thinking that he's being so insightful, and it's really just nonsense. She asked him to tell her something that he's never told anyone else. He paints and he sketches. Wow. Thrilling. She just said that she didn't know that Paul was very creative. So, yeah. Boring date, in my opinion. I'm glad they actually went on a date, so they just couldn't, like, force a connection. But, yeah. She says that they should cheers to the potential of them possibly going forward. Moving on. Next, we see Tori meet up with the elusive Ace. He's still feeling some type of way that she didn't communicate with him about meeting his friend. So they're here to chop it up, honey. Ace gets right to it. She says she didn't feel right meeting his friend because it sent the wrong message. She only sees Tori on a friendship level, nothing past that. So she feels like Laverne is her connection. It didn't feel right staying with him being eliminated. And she is pulling herself out of the process. She tells Tori, you know, she connected romantically with someone else. Ace, if you only knew this man didn't even realize you were still in the process last week and said, oh well, it'll just be me and my dog. I can't even scream. I can't even roll my eyes, girl. Ace, girl, more power to you. You know, if you want to go be with Laverne, go be with Laverne, or at least hit up the ex. If not, you don't want to hit up the ex, send him my contact information. Thank you very much. Ace, girl. What is the point of the show if people just keep removing themselves? Keep removing themselves. Y'all are wasting our time. Y'all are taking up spots. Y'all are taking up TV time. And I love Ace. I love her vibe. I love her energy. It's just like, girl, what a waste of time. And to go with bald-headed Shirley? Mm-mm. Tori just gives her the, oh, I respect you. Thank you so much. You know, I had tunnel vision. I couldn't see a good thing in front of me. Tori, she wasn't going to choose you regardless. Okay? She's being nice. She did not see you in the friendship level. Ace, you definitely could have given him a phone call, honey. I don't know what to say. People just dropping like flies. Moving on. Next, it's time for the men to meet back. Come on with me, y'all, in the tabernacle. All right, so Tommy gathers the men in the tabernacle, asks them the results of the women meeting their friends. Donovan said that Phil, well, when he asked about Donovan, and Donovan tells him that, oh, one of his friends was Phil from last season, Tommy's like, oh, is Phil still with Sydney? And he's like, yeah, they're still together. And Tommy's like, yeah, I gotta win. Sorry, Tommy. As y'all know, more recently, Phil and Sydney broke up. And I thought I saw something where Sydney was like, please give me privacy. So I don't know what happened. Sydney, you just, as a fellow SAG sis, you knew that was a wash. But anyway, he says that Phil liked Sabrina a lot. Demetrius said that his friend liked Sabrina and felt like Sabrina was the perfect fit to them. Whatever, Demetrius. Clifton said that Kenny ultimately picked Joy, but he still likes Dakia. He had to throw that in there. Paul says that Chill Bill told him that POJ wants Carmen, but that Paul needs Dakia. And Tommy is like, okay, Paul, but which lady do you think could handle both? Paul does not have an answer. Tori says that Ash likes Sabrina, but that Ace didn't make it. So he tells Tommy that Ace pulled herself out of the race. Tommy seemed a little upset because he's like, Ace didn't come to him. How could she self-eliminate on a date with you? Like, nah, y'all know Tommy is big, heavy on the respect, especially when people quit the show. Because what was that season with that guy and Liz, and he tried to self-eliminate because he knew his ass was going on? David, I think. And he said at the reunion, like, just so we're clear, nobody self-eliminates. Like, it's a decision that is made by production. You can't quit, basically. Well, Tommy, people quitting left and right, sir. Tori says that, you know, the way Ace treated him wasn't cool. He is a compliment, not a requirement. Okay, Tori. Tommy asked the men who do they feel are not ready to love. This scene went on for a while as it was more of a true deliberation, which makes me feel like this probably happens every week. But because nobody goes home, spoiler alert, this episode, they allowed us to see this extra footage. So Who's Not Ready to Love, Demetrius and Tori both say Carmen. Tori once again saying that he and Carmen always talk on the phone, but that there's nothing there. Demetrius says that there's nothing there with Dakia. Paul does not want to put her in the bottom because he just had his first date with Dakia and he still wants to see where things go. Okay, Paul, that don't have anything to do with me, though. If it's not a romantic connection, it's not a romantic connection. Like, what do you mean? It's not like he was saying, oh, I don't like Dakia, she needs to go home. He's just answering the question, you know, who do you not feel is ready to love? Tori and Clifton both say Tina Christina. Paul objects because, you know, he still wants to get to know Tina Christina a little better and she's been one of his top connections. Okay, Paul. Clifton and Paul both say Sabrina. Paul is still on this, oh, Sabrina and I need to reset. Sabrina friend zoned you like week two of the process, Paul. No, she's not into you. Donovan says that he has not been on a date with Joy, so that's where it is. Tommy tells the men that it looks like they need more time to decide because this is the most they've ever deliberated. So he has planned a two-night getaway for the men and the women. Like, go tell the women y'all going away. And nobody is eliminated on this episode. Tommy does tell Paul, go iron your goddamn clothes. Paul said, don't worry, Tommy. Everything's going to be cut like butter. I hope so. If I see one wrinkly polo from either Clifton or Paul, I'm done. But that was this week's episode, you guys. It was kind of boring. Nothing really happened. The friends meeting. This cast is a dud. So hopefully some drama or something pops off at next week's getaway. It looks like the men will be eliminated halfway through the getaway, I believe. Or it could be towards the end. But men, somebody's going home. Period. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I can be found at KDASHDOR on Instagram and the Twitter. The Bookstagram just hit 300 followers, so make sure you're following me because I'm announcing another giveaway. I believe I'll be announcing it today. It'll close this upcoming Wednesday, March 30th. So make sure you guys are following me. I have some good prizes lined up. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys again next week. Bye!